Now you'll be well aware that over the last number of weeks we've been looking at the life of this famous missionary by the name of Charles Studd, or C.T. Studd. For 6 years now he's been serving the Lord in the country of India. And the little church that he pastored there for that period of time, by and large, was occupied and attended by British citizens who were living in India at that time under the British Empire. Many of them were soldiers and involved in combat and military life. And one of the men that began to attend the church was the chief clerk in the military office in the town that C.T. Studd was ministering in. He had been brought up under the influence of the gospel and God's word in his home in England. But after joining the army and becoming a soldier, he began to live a very godless life. In fact, he later on testified that for 23 years he had never opened his Bible. But his little boy had begun to attend some of the meetings connected with that church and had begun to go to the Sunday school there and go to the church as well. And one day he came and says, "Dad, would you come and listen to Mr. Studd? Last week he was talking about bread and butter, and he was talking about how God had provided even for the simplest things in life." And so in answer to his little boy's request, that man went along for the first Sunday in many, many years to listen to the word of God. And as he listened, his heart was smitten and he was wonderfully saved and powerfully converted. He wrote a letter to Mr. Studd saying that the word of God that you preached was like an arrow in my heart, and I have decided that I need to get right with God, and I've given my heart and life to Jesus Christ. Such was the change in that man's life that one of the young Indian men who was working for him couldn't believe what had happened. He said, "Our master before used to curse and swear and use all sorts of bad language. And now all he does is talk about God and talk about Christ and talk about the church." And that young Indian man with some of his family went along to the home of this convert, because he was now having Bible studies and prayer meetings with his family, and they went along to be part of that. I wonder today, those of us who are saved and the Lord looks at our lives and the world looks on, does the world see Christ in us? Whenever we speak in our homes and in our families and wherever we find ourselves from Monday to Friday, does the world hear us speaking about the Lord? Does the world see a difference in our lives? And so Charles Studd was experiencing all of these great blessings, people getting saved and coming to the Lord, but he didn't enjoy good health. For 15 years he had been struggling badly with asthma. He coughed and he found it difficult sometimes to breathe. In fact, he said that every night from about 2 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock, he would spend that time up pacing the house, coughing and finding it difficult to breathe. His health was beginning to fail. But God was still blessing. And he had four daughters. We've learned about them already. And during their time in India, all four of them came to know and love the Saviour. And that was a great blessing to Mr. Studd at that particular time. But after 6 years, he felt it was the time to return to his home in England and to preach there and to make known the needs of the mission field in England. And so he travelled again in England, as he often did, preaching the word of God and bringing the challenge of the gospel to the multitudes, and also the challenge of missionary work and service. And one time he was in the city of Liverpool, and he was walking past a particular business establishment, and he saw a sign in the window: "Cannibals need missionaries. Cannibals need missionaries." And as he stood and looked at that sign, he wondered, what's all this about? And as he read on, he discovered there's going to be a meeting in that building tonight all about the work of God in Central Africa. And he went along that night, and a missionary was speaking there who was serving the Lord. And he said, "There are parts of Africa, especially in the interior, in Central Africa, and explorers have gone there, doctors have gone there, Soldiers have gone there from England. Businessmen have gone there from England. But never once in this particular area of Africa has a missionary gone to those people to take the gospel. And he began to challenge the people in the congregation that night. And Charles Studd was sitting there thinking, that's terrible. All of these other people have gone to Africa with food and with medicine and good things and with business and to explore, but nobody has ever gone with the gospel. Why has nobody ever gone? These were thoughts that he was thinking. And then he said, like a bolt of lightning, it was as if God said to me, well, why don't you go to Africa? You've been to China, you've been to India, and God has raised up people to work whenever you're absent, and he's raised up more laborers. Why don't you go to Africa? And he immediately thought, but sure, Lord, my health isn't good. 15 years I've been struggling with asthma. Not only that, but I'm over 50 years of age now. I'm getting a little bit older. I've got no money left. I've spent it all in India and getting back to England here. And surely, Lord, there's somebody else that could go. But the more he thought about it, and the more he prayed about it, he felt God wants me to go and speak to these cannibals in Africa. And so he went to some friends of his. They had set up a little committee for him as he went to different places, and they handled his finances and helped him to make the right decisions. And so he went to this committee of friends and said, I feel that God wants me to go to Africa. And his friends said, but sure, Charles, your health isn't so good. You're getting a little bit older. You don't have much money left. And he says, but I want to go to Africa to tell these cannibals about Christ. And he says, well, very well, on one condition. If you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a clean bill of health, we will support you in going to Africa. But if the doctor says no, we say no and we will not bid you go to Africa. So he went to the doctor, and you know what? The doctor said no. And he came back and he told this committee, the doctor said no. And then they said, well, we're going to say no as well. Do you know what Charles Studd said whenever they said that? He says, I'm going to go to Africa. And if I only am there for a few weeks and I'm buried in Africa, may my grave be a stepping stone to some other younger man going to the interior. He wasn't willing to allow any excuse to hold him back from serving the Lord. Maybe God has been challenging you in recent days about serving him, about witnessing for the Lord, about doing a little bit more for God, maybe even about entering into some sort of full-time service in the church or somewhere else for the Lord. And you've been coming up with excuses. I'm too old, or I'm too young, or I'm too inexperienced, or there's better people than me, or maybe even about becoming a Christian. God has been speaking to you and you've got excuses about why you're not yet saved and why you're not yet a Christian. Or God perhaps has been challenging you about surrendering your life to him and putting your life upon God's altar for whatever the plan of God would be for your life. And it's so easy, isn't it, to think of an excuse. But you never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar you lay for the favour he shows and the joy he bestows are for those who will trust and obey. May God bless again these words and thoughts to our hearts.